advantage because he can't see you.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Can you remind me if force damage or physical damage is the one that gets like a bonus?
For you,
Okay.
physical damage gets you the bonus. However, he's raging, which gives him a
Oh.
resistance to physical.
I'm gonna do force damage then, yep.
All right,
Plus
I think
nine.
that's going to hit. Okay. Are you going to take a second shot?
Am I allowed to?
When you cast the blast, you can.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? That's a good
Actually, I
question.
don't know if I how it works with preparing.
I
It's sort of
don't.
like
That's a
one.
good point. That's a good point. You're right. With the new version, it's better overall. But yes, just the one shot. Okay. All right, now he is going to run up.
I got my challenge.
Okay.
I
And you
cast
so
it.
that's what that was.
Yeah, I don't know why it went blank. Didn't I
See
targeted him?
here. Okay.
Maybe it's
Let's
just out of 30 feet. When I measured with my ruler, it said 30. Yeah, I'm
Well,
like,
you can wait until he comes into range
that's
for
fine.
that. Go ahead and cast it again, targeting him, and just don't use the ability. You can click it to not use the charge.
I'll be honest, I have no idea what words you just said. Oh, it says he's 35 feet.
Okay. All
Fine.
right. Well, you can do it when I get here.
Yeah, it's fine. Oh, cool. That's pretty close.
Yep.
I think I'll get him this time.
There we are.
Do I need to press apply active effects or no?
No, it automatically did
It's
it.
got it. All
That's
right.
just if something doesn't work right. Okay, he's up
Man,
in
I
here in the
turned my head
middle,
for a
Ross.
second and he ran all the way up into melee.
That's what
Yep.
barbarians are good at.
Yeah, they are.
All right, he's gonna take a swing at you with his battle axe.
That makes sense.
Eldritch Pro
Think
class hits.
a 22 is gonna hit probably.
That's gonna hit.
All right, and he's going to deal 11 damage with that, and when he strikes you, he unleashes his primal fury to do additional damage.
I thought he was gonna say he doesn't. Oh my god.
Sweet.
So that's 11 damage plus 12. At least it's two separate rolls, so you get your damage reduction both times.
Yeah, thank god. I gotta roll. Shoot. Okay.
Okay. And then his second attack. Oh
What?
my
Did I just roll the
goodness.
same thing twice? That's
You sure
crazy.
did. Two 18s.
Hell
All
yeah.
right. And his second attack.
Fuck. Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
Extra
Brock, your
attack.
second doesn't help if you die immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, actually,
Oh, we'll
first
see.
thing actually he's going to do is he's going to sap you with that.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, man.
That is his weapon of mastery. That means that your first attack against anybody is going to be a disadvantage. It
So
basically
sap.
rang your bell.
Yep, that's fine.
And second attack, 25. I think that will
I mean,
hit.
come on, guy. That'll hit.
For 13 damage.
Sure. Sure, classic. Oh, does that keep it up?
That does. Yep.
Oh my God.
All right, and this time he's going to attempt to topple you. which give me a saving throw. DC 14. All right, he manages.
Is it an action to stand up? Or?
It is half your movement. Fine. So you probably don't want to move any further anyway, but he can, so he's doing it.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, and he will end his turn.
Hey, barbarians can be frightened while they're raging, right?
Depends on the kind. I believe berserkers are the ones who are immune to that.
We kind of forgot about this, but when I am in my form of dread, I can make if I hit them.
Aemon releases a snarl. Yeah. He runs. Okay, if I hit the right button, he runs.
Wait, is it Roth's turn?
Hit the go. Cool.
Let's do it.
Is it still Roth?
I think it's Roth, yeah.
It is.
Oh, right. I thought I must be on deck. Before. Sorry about that.
Remember?
He still growls just like that, though. So he doesn't like seeing Roth hurt.
I get up using half my movement. And then God, I hope these buttons actually work this time. Disadvantage.
All right, with disadvantage. Still hit.
Nice.
Not bad.
Okay. 8. And then I'll do my follow-up smite for free. Which is right here. Did that go? Nope. Click it again. Nope. Right-click it. Oh, why are my macros not working? Oh, that sucks.
In order to give you that.
No, it's fine. I just gotta do it. I just gotta do it from here instead. So radiant.
Okay.
Then we'll do second attack. Let's just keep it going. Can I try to grapple or prone, or does that have to be an action?
That would be as an attack. You can make an unarmed strike, which can be a shove, and a shove you can push or
yeah.
Now, also, it might depend on what your weapon mastery is for your shield.
Grapple slash shove.
Okay. All right. He is raging, so he will get advantage. Does that change your mind?
No.
Okay.
Roth doesn't do things when people have advantage or not advantage. He just does things.
Yeah.
Well, that is definitely upsetting, if I'm being honest. And then, as my bonus action, I'll go ahead and lay on hands to myself for just a little bit. Retarget, lay on hands. Oh, I'm gonna heal. I'm just gonna heal up. I think fully.
That free smite that you have, where you don't have to use a channel divinity on it or a spell slot, that all smites now, after you hit, you burn your bonus action to use that. But it doesn't cost a spell slot.
Oh, so it's a bonus action now.
Correct. All smites are like that.
So do I have a bonus action for my second attack or no? That doesn't apply.
No, second attack is part of your attack feature.
Wait, well, that's fine. I'll know for next time then.
Okay.
Sounds good. Good luck,
all right. Hey, man.
I gotta mark that. So.
I was just making sure. Does anybody remember Pack Tactics off the top of their head? Because I know.
I think
no, I get it.
Just you, like, if another ally is anywhere next to them, you get advantage. So you don't have to be flanking.
Okay.
Like an easier flank.
I can't remember. I've got that, right? I'm pretty sure that that's what I looked at, yeah. Okay,
it's down at the bottom of your character sheet under the other tab because it got added.
Hard to see when it's a different sheet and it's a wolf. All right. Eamon is going to trot up next to, right up next to Havrok. And he's also going to have his conjured animals move their 30 feet. Ooh, can you move them for me? Or do you want me to move them after my attack?
I don't know how.
Oh, no, I can move them.
Yeah.
Wait. No, I can't.
All right. You want to move them?
Yeah, move them to, like, they can move 30 feet. Yeah, that looks fine. Sure. Good. So now we're going to target.
Do they count as flanking?
I think so.
The conjured animals, their ability, it's not like a regular attack. It just does damage because it's like a magic swarm, so they don't need to be flanking.
We flank with them.
I can flank like that.
Oh,
if Eamon goes all the way up, that's fine with you, right?
That's fair.
Yep.
Okay, I'll do that. So now we are going to bite attack with advantage, I believe. Oops.
Yep. 19 hits.
Yes. Big five.
Well, you do very little damage, actual damage, but you do knock him.
It has a prone condition.
Prone, yep.
Is he medium or smaller?
Ooh.
Yes, he's medium.
Ooh, he's medium.
Yeah. Dude.
Sweet. Okay, so now he's prone, and because the wolves ended within 10 feet of him, they are also going to take their attack. How do I make them attack? Oh, probably. Oh,
step block.
You want me to just roll the 3D, roll the die? Oh, there we go. There we go. Nice.
All right, this is a dexterity saving throw. He has advantage on those from danger sense.
Ooh.
Rolled a 19.
Would he have disadvantage for being prone? I'm not actually sure.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Good question.
Mm. What about for being a bitch?
Obviously.
Is it disadvantage for that?
Ooh, I like this.
Nope.
Okay.
Disadvantage on attack rolls, but that's okay. All. And restricted movement. Mm-hmm. He rolls.
And it says only once per turn. So I'm not entirely sure how to interpret that, but.
Well, it just means that I can never take two damages worth, even if a qualifying thing requires it.
Okay. That is the turn.
All right.
I'm not going to do anything else.
Mulvarik is up. Okay. Well, Mulvarik really wanted to get in there and beat the crap out of Zariel, but she is a little invisible at the moment.
Cheerleader's going crazy.
It's because of that cloak right there. It's all because of the cloak.
Bullfrog, bullfrog.
Yes.
Bullfrog.
Yes.
Man, if he can't do it, no one can. Oh, the cloak is sick, though.
Yeah, it is sick. That's a good word for it.
All right, he's going to move up. Right up to Noctis for a little monk-on-monk action.
Usually got to pay extra for that kind of content.
Yeah.
Right? All right. It's, first attack.
It's just a flurry of hands. You can't even see it.
Yeah, that's all it is.
It's, I'm imagining yeah, like it's a just... cat fight like this.
I'm guessing a 14 doesn't hit.
Does not.
So I don't forget it doesn't hit.
That's a block.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
All right, second attack. 18. I think that will hit.
That does, yeah.
All right, let's deal the damage first. I'm not sure why I asked you for saving throw.
Did it? Sorry.
Oh, it's the concentration for the darkness spell.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's DC 10, so. All
right. Why is so, strength saving throw? It's
random. But how did he hit me? Where's the damage? Okay. Before that, I think what happens is I'm about to do my deflect attacks. So if I don't actually get any damage, I don't have to do this, right? So.
That's correct. Yes.
Let's see if I can deflect attack.
You can. 11 negates
it. Wait, it does it as healing? Okay, fine. And but since it went down to 0, I get to do the redirect. And I'm going to redirect right back at him. Did that make okay. anything happen when I clicked it? Just says use ability.
Must succeed on a dexterity saving throw or take damage equal to 2 rolls of your martial arts die plus your dex modifier. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll just go ahead and make the save.
Okay.
That's a 12. I doubt very much that will be sufficient. So give me is it D8, I think?
Yes. 2. All right. It's 2D8 plus monk level, right? And dex.
Mm-hmm.
So plus 10.
Holy shit.
Ouch!
Ron. All
right. I'm looking straight in the eyes.
So I'm sorry.
I don't go looking amazing straight in the job. Eyes and go, you hit like a fledgling.
Oh. He's in high school.
Give him that was ready. His own challenge.
Rough.
Okay. That really smacked him. Okay. He is going to use his flurry of blows now. We just pissed him off.
I do love that they're next to each other in initiative order.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
We're just going to keep this battle going for a minute. I like it.
Yeah.
If I hit other things, I'm sorry. My macro's set up. Oh, he's focusing now. Shit. It can't be good.
Another.
Real focus.
14.
Nope.
And. The second attack, 19.
Yeah, that hits.
All right. And that is 9 damage, which you'll actually take this time.
Yeah, now I have to roll the concentration. So let's hope. That's no.
Mm-mm.
Inspiration? Don't you have like a 17 inspirations?
He has 2 inspirations.
Oh yeah, I do have 2 inspirations. I will use one.
He has 2 inspirations.
Thanks for reminding me that I had 2.
I hope to be that.
Natural 20.
Whoa, okay.
Recon save next time for that.
That was amazing.
Hell yeah.
All right, and then he will attempt to stun you with a stunning strike.
Let's see.
I think an 11 is not going to manage it.
What is the DC for that? Those
DC 14.
You know what? I'll use my extra inspiration because I'm not letting this little punk get me. Can I make it roll again from here or not?
Just make another.
Yeah.
Off of your character sheet.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't remember you did to get that second inspiration, but I'll clutch.
Yeah.
I've never been so inspired in my life.
Wow. Okay.
All right. And for some reason, you have all sorts of conditions I don't understand.
All the conditions.
All of the conditions. Okay. There we are. Okay. So, that was a virtually ineffectual turn. And he's looking very crestfallen.
1d4 psychic damage.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Now, since you have already...
Confidence is shattered.
Since you have already used your reaction, though, he is going to use the rest of his movement to run away.
Oh, bitch.
Ah!
Noctis, you're up.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to teleport. Right. That's my bonus action. I'm going to teleport. Wait, before I teleport, let me see where these guys are over here. Yep, they're hiding back there. Okay. So I'm going to teleport, like, maybe on this side of him. Here. And because I have just teleported, I get advantage on my attack. Cool. Now, I was going to take it easy on him, but now I'm annoyed. So he's getting the non-lethal, but he's getting the daggers.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
What a cool name for a dagger. Oh. 30. Oh, shit.
Oh, oh no. Yeah.
With
yeah.
Nick.
Oh, boy.
There's a nap.
You didn't even do advantage.
I forgot to do the advantage. I'm going to do the advantage.
20? I can't even tell.
I can't tell either. Wait, does it show?
Yeah, you click on the numbers.
Oh, okay.
I can see the numbers.
Okay, yeah, there it is. So, yeah, so it was a 20, so yeah. Critical. Okay.
Oh, crit, nat crit. Okay. 20 plus 2 plus 8. Die. Ooh, a 2. Okay.
All right.
15.
But still.
And then the second half of that. Yeah. That
Wait, did you get the crit damage in there?
Did you do crit damage?
You did. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all wondering why he's not dead.
Like, we gotta get all the damage.
How is he not dead?
All right, and then the second, this character sheet wants to pop up all the stuff.
Let's see. I don't think that he can. It's negating 15 points of damage with a deflect attack is unlikely, probably, right?
Well, I mean, he could negate some of it, I guess. He doesn't have to negate all of it for it to be helpful.
You know what?
If you're going to do that, do you want to do it before I roll the second? Okay.
Yes. Yes. All right. Let's do that. He is going to take a page out of your book and attempt to redirect that. All right. He does it. He deflects 12 of it, but since he didn't deflect all of it, he doesn't get to.
He rolled try to a turn 1. It back on you.
Yeah, plus 7. What the fuck?
2. One.
He rolled a 1. He's a plus 11.
Whoa. Yep. It's his deck modifier plus his monk level.
His monk level. It's almost the same as mine. He's actually a little bit bigger than, a little bit more advanced of a monk than me, but whatever. Okay, so my second part of that attack is. So I'm assuming the 27 hits, and then for damage for that. Okay. There. But I'm not done because.
But wait.
There's more.
I had advantage from my teleport. So I get to sneak attack.
Where is the little button? This guy is fucked.
There we go. I must select the token first. There we go.
It's just like a level's worth of sneak attack, I think, right?
Yeah, but still. Okay, won't let me, I select the token, and then it's like, you must select the token once I click sneak attack. So I'm not sure.
Try targeting.
Targets them. Must target, oh, because I have to T, or whatever it was, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, that's better. Now bring me the sneak attack. And unfortunately for him, that was a sneak attack on a crit.
Whipper.
So that's 11 more. And I'm not done, because that was all my first attack.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
Shit, monks are crazy. Michael, what happened to your
monk? He's a monk. Yeah.
What did Michael's monk do that was so bad?
He rolled like garbage, and then David rolled like very not garbage.
Also, I had two inspirations in one round, one turn.
That would have hurt a lot, yes. 22, that'll hit, yep.
Okay.
Bless is so good.
For that.
Dude, bless is so good.
7. And then the second dagger. Ugh. Not good for that one. I'm assuming that didn't hit.
That was a natural 1, so no, did not.
Yeah. So now I'm actually done because I did my bonus teleport, so that was my bonus action. So I think.
Are you allowed to move?
I'm all done. I can move, but I mean, if I do move away from him, he's going to get free attack on me.
No, he used his reaction. No,
he used his reaction.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's true. Thank you for reminding me.
Sorry.
No, that's great. I think I will. It's like what he did on me. I'll do the same thing on him. There. And now we'll be done.
Okay.
That guy's got to be almost dead.
These are severely injured.
If somebody can put him in a grave, that would be good.
I'm working on it.
Thank you.
Eldritch Blast, 400 feet.
Yep.
By the way, I have drawn a circle. Do you guys see the red circle around the map?
Yes, mm-hmm. We do.
If you are beyond the circle completely, then you count as being out of bounds.
Got it.
And then I have a question, actually. Over here, like, on this backside, is this, like, a hill, or is it, like...
Yeah, it's a kind of a crown area that goes downward. So,
like,
yeah.
up here, someone would have to, like, drop you off of rocks, basically, but not necessarily...
Correct.
Back here. Okay. Okay, I'm going to look at this poor guy, and I'm going to say, I think it's time for you to take a nap, and Eldritch Blast him with advantage, because he can't see me. I will do physical damage on him. Actually, just in case, I'm gonna, no, I'm not going to. I'll just do physical damage. Okay.
Okay, that'll hit. All right, 12. Do you wish to try to fear him?
Sure.
All right, it's a wisdom saving throw?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the DC on that?
15.
Oh, I rolled a constitution saving throw. Hold on.
I mean, I'll take
that's
four.
A dex. I'm going to have pity on him and let him roll again.
Okay. Nope.
11. Nope. All right. He is scared, I think, and for good reason.
Yep. Okay. I'm just going to shoot him again.
So he's getting hit by Eldritch Blast out of nowhere.
Oh, my God.
They just see it from this inky blackness of, like, jet stream of black energy. He's near death. What does that mean? Can I, in between doing this and doing the damage, can I curse him as well?
Yeah, it's during the... I'll allow it this time, but just next time, make sure that you do it before committing to the attack.
Fair enough. I can add it at the end if necessary. Damage.
All right, you're not going to need it.
Okay. I'll repel him. Okay. Repelling blast him for the style of it, so he gets... flopped back 10 feet.
Okay.
Almost blasted out of the circle.
I was trying to see if I could. I couldn't quite get it if I did.
Oh,
it
not twice, quite. Yeah. I have an idea about that for next turn.
Is he still alive?
No, he is unconscious.
Okay, good.
Oh, okay.
One down.
Okay.
Well, if he doesn't get revived, so you better throw him out of that circle.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So what I'll describe what the magic in here does. You can't fail death saving throws.
Understood.
So if you get 3 successes, you'll wake up, but you can't fail a death saving throw.
Okay.
And what happens
if
we
up, keep fighting?
Yeah, you regain 1 hit point and you wake up.
What happens if you're out of bounds?
It's over.
Then you're out of
you're
the
just
fight.
Out, right?
Yep.
Uh, Okay. I'm gonna have Kenna come over here and just distract him, so she'll give a help to whoever attacks him next. She's just kind of flapping around, being annoying. I'm gonna move. I'm just, like, trying to not be in range of people right now, to be honest.
Smart.
Wise.
Hey, yeah. By the way, do you have a darkness spell? You might, if you're not gonna get as pasted as I am, you might want to do the darkness spell if mine goes down.
I'm concentrating on my thing, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
But if that drops or something, then I might have a... Do I have a free darkness spell? I might.
Yeah, you get one for being a tiefling.
But it would still require concentration.
Yeah, but it wouldn't require a spell point, right?
Right.
Okay, if I... If I drop this, then I will consider it. I don't want to lose my Moil because it's expensive for Warlocks.
Yeah, it's also awesome.
Yeah, true.
That's a good point.
Okay, that's it for me.
Okay.
What is the darkness spell getting us again? We've been talking about this at length, but it's harder for them to see at distance.
It's putting everything is dim light. The whole battlefield is dim light, and anything else that was dim light before is now darkness. That's why they can't see you, is because the dim light is adding to is compounding with your Shadow of Moil to become darkness. And the shadows on the ground that you can probably see coming from the moon, the moon being up, those are shadow as well.
Okay, thanks.
And it makes me a lot more mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Not mobile enough regularly.
Mm-hmm. I can move 100 feet a turn. So,
wow.
Okay.
I'm doing shit over here. I got my own things going on. Don't worry about me.
I love that this guy's surrounded by two wolves, a dragon, and Ruff.
Yeah. We better be able to put him down.
One wolf and one ethereal pack of wolves.
Hell yeah.
He's just like, what the hell?
Tarava sees her monk get absolutely creamed.
Like, bitch slapped.
And she rages with fury, and she casts daylight.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Annoying.
I'm excited for daylight.
Take out my sunglasses.
Yeah. Zariel melts.
I have sunglasses.
Okay, there you go.
In my inventory.
You're going to need them, too, because since they compound, I'm going to say that the bright light from the bonfire compounds with the daylight, which is bright light. So it's double bright light. So, yes, Zariel, you being who you are, without your sunglasses, you would have to make throws to not be blinded. Yikes. Or I should say, to be able to see, because this is not your ball or cup of tea, I should say. All right, I have a daylight token.
Oh, and the daylight is going to supersede even the most magical darkness from Zarya?
Anything that it's higher level than, any darkness that it's higher level than, it will instantly obliterate.
So mine is darkness. Not.
Yours
because
is not.
I'm level 4. Yeah.
Right.
Right. And where's Zariel's?
That's around me. Like it's a...
Oh, that's around you. Right. You are still, like, magically cloaked, but the fire...
What's the radius on that?
It covers the entire battlefield. It's like 60 per side or something, even more.
I got you, Michael. Kelly, what's the radius on yours?
Like 10 feet around me.
Okay. So she's shrouded, but people also know that she's within this 10-foot
radius.
The only darkness on the fucking field.
Yeah. I'm still heavily obscured, which means... creatures are blinded when trying to see me.
Okay.
So cool.
So I think they should still have disadvantage on me.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's not like, oh, where is she?
No.
Like, no, this is the pod of darkness.
Yeah, now it's the dark ball, yeah.
Everybody else is like, whoa, though, now, because it's super bright. And then there's just this little dim area by Zariel. But it's definitely fighting. The energy that you have wrapped yourself in is definitely struggling against this much light. Let's see, does she have bonus action? She does. She is going to... If I can open up my sheet. She is going to summon her wildfire spirit.
Oh, fuck. Fire druids are scary.
She's used a lot of spells.
That's true. I think the wildfire spirit is just her druid thing. Not a spell, but...
Yeah. Not fair.
Yeah.
We have one of those, too. In our really? Pokeball. Yeah.
Oh.
I forget his name, but he's in there. The Waste guy.
Orloff.
Orloff, yeah.
A boy.
Oui.
Orloff.
This is scary. I don't like it.
One down.
For now.
Come on.
Yeah, we got this.
We do have a shit ton of wolves.
Yeah, we got a...
So many wolves. Whoa. Who's on fire? Okay,
I'm honestly kind of happy we used her turn to do daylight instead of whacking one of us.
Instead of absolutely owning one of us.
That's probably a good trade.
Yeah, probably is.
Noctis is grumbling about it.
Yeah. Did you do a higher level of darkness?
No. No, I'm not a real caster.
Yeah.
Who is?
Yeah, we have like not that many casters.
The druid is.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Like I'm the only caster and I don't have that many spells.
Flint's a half caster. But he doesn't ever cast spells.
I was going to say, I'm the same way.
All right, Tovar is up.
Like him.
He doesn't like you either.
I'm sad that him and I haven't gotten to fight. How the cookie crumbles sometimes.
Yeah, with the size of this battlefield, he's finding a little problematic.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Alright, he is made a move there. What is the range of throwing knives? Alright, I changed my mind. He's going to move around this way instead. So that's 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. 2, 3, 4. Exactly 20 feet away. Ooh. Okay. He is going to pull out a handful of throwing knives and just start chucking them like a maniac at Noctis. First attack.
Noctis catches all of them.
That'll be amazing.
And I'm going to roll a 13. I would really like to start rolling some proper dice here. A 15, that'll also miss.
Also with?
One attack.
Okay.
I'll use this quick, what's it called? Quick toss. Ooh. To throw two more. Roll a 1.
Oh my god. She blinded him too.
27.
Definitely.
All right.
That one hit.
I rolled just enough so that he can negate it and then throw it back and do damage to me. That's why I hit with 1. All right. Damage will be 9.
Oh, well, right.
Are you going to negate it?
I'm just checking to see if I still can. Because I did my reaction already. So, no.
Then no.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't you have a turn since then?
No.
No.
It was your reaction.
No.
This reaction was on the first
guy.
It's
coming up.
No, but... Yeah. Wasn't when, it the first guy went and then you went right after? Because you avoided him stunning you and then you went. And that would have reset your...
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Because he went after him.
Yeah. So he gets it back on his turn.
Rule is, man. Oh, man. Thanks, Mom. Okay.
All right. Let's do a reduce then.
I will undo the damage to that, so we don't need to roll the healing for that. Okay, that reduces. Do you wish to spend a force or a focus to throw it back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I have to target him, I guess. There.
Okay, dexterity saving throw.
By the way, turning on that daylight spell took up like 4 gigabytes of my memory.
Yeah, there you go.
It was, I didn't even notice, but I was like, it's okay, but I'm like, whoa. I'm just always curious sometimes, but yeah, that was, it's one hell of a spell.
Meets it, beats it. So I got a 14, and I think the DC is 14.
Yeah, it is.
All right, is there any half damage, or is it just...
Nope.
Okay. All right. That is his turn. Zabarak is up. What can you do about your situation, Zabarak? Well, first thing he can do is stand up for half his movement.
I forgot he was prone with a bunch of animals, just like...
I mean, those animals, they're biting him. There's a wolf and there's ethereal wolves, so they're getting bit.
Yes, unstoppable, okay. As a bonus action, he is going to heal up a little bit. We'll just do one for now. For 9. Now he will take damage if he attacks somebody that is does not include Roth as a target, correct?
I mean, you could try it. See what happens. That is correct.
He wouldn't know.
Oh, he does.
He might know as a fighter.
Yeah, true.
That is correct.
It's a magical compulsion. He kind of feels it in his bones. All right. He's already granting advantage, so he is going to reckless attack this. And I'm going to roll a 10 with an advantage. Because I rolled a 2 and a 4.
Yeah. I'm going to say that he got too mad.
Yep.
Too mad.
I think so.
Calm down. A little.
Let's try that again. Second attack. 17. I don't think 17 does it.
Nope. He doesn't hit.
Oh my god.
Wow, nice.
Aren't you guys glad I don't fudge my dice?
I'm glad we're on a computer.
Yeah. All right. I don't think there's much else he can do. He's got to hit with something. So he's ending his turn, so I think that means that your animals get to make him do something, right?
Yep. If he ends his turn within the 10 feet, they get to do the thing.
All right. And it's a dexterity saving throw? She yep. doesn't have advantage on. Let's see how many. Okay, 26. So, but I rolled a 2. One of those 2 was a 2.
Okay.
Okay.
So, no. Well, that's an interesting one, yeah.
All we'll right, see. Ross.
Okay.
Dabrak is too mad.
That's the problem. Sometimes you get too mad, you know? Ugh. I feel like a little bad for him. Not really. Can I sap?
Yes.
How do I initiate that? It's under shield fighting, but...
All you have to do is hit him, and then for your on-hit effect, you just choose to make it the sap. Okay. Is that a natural 20?
That's a natural 20.
Yes, it was.
All right.
I didn't even take the advantage.
He does a backflip with a shield. Dude,
hell yeah. That's almost max damage, too.
I'm not seeing where I put your...
If you do extra stuff on this, you get crit stuff, too. Like smite and stuff, by the way.
What does that mean? Sorry.
Like, if you do a smite on that attack, then
you get...
I get
a crit on that, too.
Crit on the smite, yeah.
I guess my question is, when does the sap come in? Is the sap just... Is that bonus action? Is that just part of this?
It's just the on-hit effect. Because you hit him and you chose to use your sap for the on-hit effect, now his next attack will be at disadvantage. Yep.
Sick. I just don't know where. I didn't click sap anywhere. There was nowhere to click it, just so you're aware.
I've got it built in because I think that's your only on-hit effect that you took.
No, I have 2. I have parry as well.
Mm. Oh, that's a passive. That just always works.
Okay, so the sap always in there.
Yep.
Oh, dude, I've been sapping people this whole time? I didn't even know? Oh, man. All right, cool.
That just gives you the plus 2 AC. Oh, anyway. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm definitely going to use my bonus action, and I'm going to Divine Smite, which is I get once.
Okay.
Oh. One required? I have one. It says I need one to hit. but I have one. Divine Smite, cast, consume, use. You have zero uses. I do have one use. Okay. It says one in my character sheet.
All right. Well, just unclick the thing that says
consume, use. Then. Deal. Crit damage.
Holy shit.
It's radiant.
That's all radiant damage?
That's radiant, yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah, because physical damage he doesn't care about, but radiant damage.
That's radiant damage. Kelly, I like where your cursor is.
We're hovering over it.
Oh!
Wait, what?
What?
Do you take double damage?
I crushed him.
I think he just took like 60 damage. I don't know if he was supposed to.
It was 68. I don't know how that happened.
Okay, but it was 68. I don't know.
He's dead.
I have no idea how that happened.
I win the game.
Is he from Kentucky? Because like he's looking like fried chicken now.
I like that he's still just injured, though.
Fanatical focus. I thought... No, okay. I thought 28 radiant. Kind of, Okay. He's still hurt, though. That really took it out of him. Okay, so that was your one attack. You still have one attack left.
This is my extra attack. And I'm just going to do... I saw how much I did, so I'm just going to do the same thing again.
You do have advantage.
I do?
You're flanking, yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I thought it would be automatic, sorry.
It'll suggest to you the whichever, whether you have normal advantage or disadvantage. If the game thinks that you have one of those, it'll kind of highlight that box as a suggestion.
It did it for me. Okay. I'm just gonna roll again. I rolled the exact same thing.
Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and lucky.
All right. Now you won't be able to smite me again. You understand.
Yeah, I already used my bonus.
Use your bonus. Okay.
I don't care. I'm head over heels trying to hit this guy now.
All right, that hits.
You still have advantage if you want to try to crit.
God damn it.
I have to say it.
I'm so dumb. I'm so sorry.
I'm never going to tell him when he has advantage. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, Kelly.
Inspiration.
Can I have inspiration?
That's a table talk, I guess.
You can lose one inspiration.
Right.
It's like the opposite.
Well, I hope I can give you guys a challenge because the dice gods certainly don't want me to.
All right, 14.
Okay, all right, 14. Okay.
And there's always the dex fail.
All right. Golly.
This is because you didn't let me kill him, you know? That's what this is. If he was dead, I'd be done.
All right. Do you wish to do anything else? Any movement?
I'm locked in, baby.
All right.
We're good.
Eamon, you're up.
Eamon was paying attention the last round. So instead of fighting as a wolf, he's going to, like, paw the ground and then flick his tail. And he's going to cast Starry Wisp. It's not a melee attack. So I think no advantage on this. Do you get a melee...
That's a range, so that would be a disadvantage.
Yeah, I don't think so, yeah.
But it would be normal because he's already
flanked.
His reckless attack made him grant advantage.
Okay, so normal.
So they'd cancel out, so you could do normal if you want to do a Starry Wisp.
Starry Wisp.
All right, that'll do it.
Sounds
26.
Wait, not a crit, no. Normal. You know, since everybody's critting, I thought maybe I crit. That's 9 points of radiant damage. Radiant damage.
Radiant damage. Radiant damage.
Woo!
Okay.
That's what we're doing here.
And all right. He's going to move. He's going to move. Daylight. Fire spirit.
He can attack you if you move away. Warning.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll stick to it. We're good.
Okay.
Getting a little ahead of myself here. Yeah, I'm gonna click the button.
Alright.
Mavrock's dead.
He is going to roll a death saving throw. Just gonna do it manually. That would be a failure, but instead it's just nothing.
Oh, so you have to get successes still.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll have to get the successes.
You don't automatically get a success.
Correct. That would have been a failure. Instead, it just counts as a whiff.
Yep.
Okay.
He still has the little birds that look like raptors that are flying over his head right now.
Yeah, we're going to call it three-part logic. It's going to be save, fail, no.
All right. So, all right,
Noctis.
I'm not sure. What is the action economy of grappling someone and then moving them?
It's half speed to move after you have somebody grappled.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to move up to here, right next to Mavrick. And he's unconscious, so I assume I don't have to make an attack roll or anything to grapple him, right?
Correct.
Okay. And he'll
automatically fail that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
And then I'm going to do my bonus as a dash from Step of the Wind. And then I'm going to drag him over and throw him out of the circle over here. Like,
oh my God.
Diabolical.
Right?
Dump.
Perfect.
Let's say he recovers and now he can just be a spectator. Magically recovers outside the circle. Oops.
That was 30, so I have 15 feet of movement left from my movement and dash. So I can move up to here. Is that 15? Yeah. And I wonder, I don't know if I can actually make it to some other useful place. Oh, I can. I can teleport right here. That is 60 feet exactly. So I'm going to teleport there.
I'm sorry. Was he thrown out? I can't see that side of the map.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
So one down.
He got sumoed.
Hell yeah.
So you had, just making sure I understand. So that was your bonus action to teleport. What did you use?
And
you
used your action to grab him. You're right, because I used the dash as my extra movement. So no, I can't do the teleport. But I can stay where I am. I did not, well, I did. I mean, I did the grapple as my action. So
you have to grapple an unconscious person. Like
that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's still an action.
He used one of his attacks to pick him up and then his second attack to throw him
out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's out.
His only movement to defenestrate someone.
Right. So, okay. I will stay where I am then, and that will be the end of my turn.
Okay.
I'm going to have to abandon Noctis for a little bit in that mess of those two. I want to... yeah, I think... trying to get this guy down it would be really helpful. And I'm really scared of Tovar. Okay. So I will move here.
Get out of the way!
I'm still heavily scared, so I should have advantage on him, right?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I'm heavily scared still, so I should have advantage on Zavrok. I think.
You are lightly obscured now. Because it's bright light. Everywhere is bright light, so your thing is only causing dim light.
But step 5 more feet into the shadow.
Isn't that dim light already?
Well, the daylight is up high. And so it's shining over.
It's regular
bright light. It's not ultra bright light. We'll put it that way.
So I couldn't have teleported anyway. This is actually not shadow.
Mm. Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So then I think I can't give myself advantage, but I can have Kenna give me advantage at least. So first I'll curse him. Nice curse. Oh, range is 30. Okay. I can't curse him, unfortunately. Okay. I don't think I can get within 30. So I will have Kenna help me. By flapping around and distracting him along with hen wolves.
Okay. I do that so much in my other game with my familiar.
All right. I will Eldritch Blast, Force Damage, Advantage.
Okay, that will hit.
Okay.
And is that's force, you said?
Yeah. And he can't be afraid. Right.
He can be afraid, I believe.
Oh, then I will attempt to fear him.
Okay.
And I forget what it does if it works.
frightened means while he can see you, he has disadvantage, and he can't move closer to you.
Yeah.
All right, and that's wisdom. Mm-hmm. He is not very wise.
We'll do it, though.
But he managed.
Okay.
He actually, because of his subclass, he gets a ton of stuff. He can add his rage bonus to all of his saving throws, so he still has a decent bonus. All right, he is not frightened.
If I can do that more than one turn. Okay, well, I'll still try to attack him again. The 17 hit.
17 exactly hits. Yep. Okay.
Another 7.
Okay.
My turn.
Oh, do you have a bonus action? Or did you?
I don't think so. Nope. So I will.
Okay.
End. Oh, there's the fire spirit. Lovely.
Yeah, I was going to go after the fire spirit, but it wasn't worth it.
All right. Tovor. Actually, I'm sorry. Tarava. Tarava is going to hold her turn, meaning she is going to change her initiative to let Tovor go before her. So she's going to fall back in initiative, which pushes into the next round.
Say that again? Sorry, they're switching?
They're switching. So she's holding, she's okay. Letting Tovor move before she is, which is going to place okay. her permanently behind him in the lineup.
Got it.
And then she gestures at the Tovor and Noctis.
No.
She says, do what you do best.
No, Noctis.
I'm fault for being over here all by myself while the rest of the party gangs up against one single guy.
I mean, this is what you do best. You're running distraction.
All right. He is going to move up here, pulls out his scimitars, and starts to go ham. First attack. 20.
Yep.
I think that will hit. Seven damage. Do you wish to redirect?
I will definitely try.
Well, I think you're going to automatically succeed. Yes. Okay. Do you wish to send it back at him?
I'm also definitely going to try. Did that automatically do my right. healing for me? Sorry. I have to...
No, I just didn't apply the damage.
Okay. That's fine then.
All right. He will make a dexterity saving throw, I believe.
Yeah.
17.
Yeah.
Which I think
that probably makes it.
Okay. All right. That was attack one. Here's his offhand scimitar attack. Oh, I need to actually. Yeah. Oh, that's right. I didn't do damage for the first one. Okay. 24 hits. 7 damage. And I don't think you can stop that this time.
No, not really.
All right. Attack number two. It's a 10. Okay. And attack offhand number two. My God. Why am I rolling so badly?
You rolled 2 7s and 2 10s.
I don't know, but thanks.
Yep.
We need all the help we can get.
I definitely do.
Where are you?
Not looking that awful. I think I'm now bloody. I could leave the ring.
Don't tell him that.
No, I'm keeping track, believe me. All right. Let's see. Ah, he still has a bonus action. He moved 25 feet, so I'm going to step back. Oh, that's right. I forgot. I have graze on his weapons. So for every time he misses with an attack, which was, what, twice?
Yep.
I'm not counting the one that was redirected because that wasn't yeah. hit. Every time he can deal his dexterity bonus damage anyway. So that's another 10.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now he will step back and use your reaction. And then he will use his quick strike.
Oh, no.
Toss. to throw another couple daggers. 11 misses. He does not have grace on his daggers. Oh, 26. 6 damage. All right, that's it for his turn. Tarava. Tarava is going to cast Gust of Wind.
Jesus.
So you're trying to blow me out of this
I do love Gust of Wind.
It's kind of brilliant.
He does. I think that was my game that you did that a lot.
Yeah.
Like an item. Yeah.
Was it Mike who did that?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yep.
No, goblets. Yeah. It was the one way into the room, and they're just like,
shh. Yeah. It was so much fun. We did so much Gust of Wind.
So, okay. Well, it is a pretty serious thing. Up by the harbor, Gust of Wind, knock you right over.
No.
All right. I do have to end concentration on protection from evil and good, which does annoy me, but...
Daylight's non-concentration?
It is.
Daylight is non-concentration. I double-checked and I was like, holy shit, really?
That's crazy.
Yeah, you just drop it.
Why? Why is it not concentration?
Give me a strength saving throw.
Strength saving throw. Great.
Oh my god, Noxus.
That was lucky for you.
It was lucky for me.
Out of there. It's port to us.
Look at it.
Please get out of there.
I can't.
Please.
It's daylight. Can't teleport anymore.
You're fast, wait. You're fast anyway.
I am.
Wait, but you can teleport to a shadow behind a rock.
Oh, yes, there's a shadow
here. A shadow. Yep.
But it's land in shadow.
You can land next to me. If you can run close enough.
He's got to find a shadow.
But also, can't you run like 120 feet around or something if you wanted to?
Not quite 120 feet, but yeah. Running, I can do like 80. If I dash.
Okay. And she still has a bonus action. So she is going to command her fire spirit. Fire spirit will move. What's that's movement? 30.
Wait, 80's your dash, Noctis?
No, I mean, if I do all my movement and my dash, I can do 80.
You ping where you are.
Yeah, I'm up here.
All right.
I'm hot.
Yeah, it's time to take the thing off. It's a winter one.
Like one of the scarier roles of this campaign, I feel like.
I have an idea. Well, let's see what happens first. I have an idea.
All right. It's going to move here, and then it is going to... How far away are you? 35 feet. It has an action. Is it going to move and get in your face? How far is it? Okay, that's only 15 feet. Interesting. I thought it was 30. All right, it's going to hit you with the Flame Seed. Zeriel. 23.
Flame Seed.
6 damage.
Oof.
Okay.
Zariel's bloodied.
doesn't even cut into her
temp HP. Like it took so my temp HP, fine. Yeah. Honestly real though.
Okay. That's Travis' turn. Zavrak is up. Zavrak is... He's trying a deep breathing exercise that Tarava taught him. To try to calm down enough so that we can actually
do some damage. That's good.
To cleanse the dice.
Yes. Alright, he is going to use his unstoppable ability again to heal up.
Impossible. Unstoppable.
Is there a limit to how many of those I can use?
Yeah, you can only use one. The long one rest.
Per day.
Sorry. Yeah, you gotta sleep. That sucks, man.
Like only one 10k a day.
There you go.
Alright, he is hurt, so he's just gonna use all the rest of them.
Dwarf Bane. That's his problem, we're not dwarves. 27!
What the f...
But he can't heal anymore that way. He is not prone, I don't believe.
Nope.
He's not.
So he is free to attack. Roth, let's try this again, he says.
Okay.
Reckless attack for advantage.
Oh.
24.
Yep, that'll hit.
Nine damage.
Okay.
Is reduced to 6. Give me a DC 10 concentration.
I got it.
Check. You're all right. And then he is going to use his thunder. Now, last time he called down the lightning. And of course, lightning, what follows lightning?
Thunder! Oh, I thought we were doing it together. I thought we were all doing it together. Okay, never mind. Just me.
I'm not encouraging
him. Lightning and thunder.
I have a Cars 2 flashback.
Yeah.
This deals 1d6 plus half your barbarian level down to everybody within range.
What?
And since this is, it does include Roth in the attack, though, so he doesn't get punished for that. Everybody takes 6 damage.
Do we have a save ring?
Am I in range?
No save.
No.
No, you are not.
Wait, do I have to do it myself?
Am I in range for that?
I think I... Let's see here. No, everybody's good. You are not in range. That's across the field.
Good. I don't need that right now.
Okay, that was Zavrak.
I'm sorry, Michael.
Roth.
Do I get the 6 points of damage?
I think it's been applied to you.
I don't think it did.
I had to do it manually on Kenna.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. In that case... Take it. 3 because of your...
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Nothing applied to me either.
Okay.
I got in my DC 10.
Go ahead and take your damage. Is Kenna and Ross Aura, or no?
You want me to switch that?
She's in one of them.
She is in Ross Aura, yes.
Did you want me to take that, Michael?
She takes 3, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to take it.
Actually, take 3. Take 3 because you're in Roth Aura 2. I believe it's a 10th quarter.
Aura. Aura time.
Aura. Okay.
Aura. Excellent.
Jesus, Wolf getting plied so much.
What?
It's like every wolf in the wolf pack had blood shoot out, and I was just like, God. A ton of blood.
You know, I don't know how to handle. Points, yeah, I don't know how to handle them. They're just like exist or what?
That's weird. Basically, as long as you have concentration. Actually, speaking of which, since you did take damage. Yeah. Everybody who took damage just now needs to take a concentration check.
I already did.
Sorry, this is my first time taking damage. Haha.
Jesus. Must be
Don't
nice.
Encourage him.
Must be nice.
All right.
Was that from damage?
No.
Yes, it is.
Nice.
All right, I have to do this from, like, the other way. Sorry. My heads-up display is still conjured animals. I don't know how to get it switched.
Just click on Amon.
Oh, right. Okay, cool. All right, sorry to be slow on that.
You have pretty high constitution, if I remember correctly. You are in level 4, so it's actually lower now.
Whoa.
But you can roll like a natural 20, and it's all fine.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay. Why can't I roll it in 20s? I haven't rolled
it. It sucks for you, man.
When I came into the game, really, I hacked it.
All right, Zabrak still has an attack.
What? Ow.
Well, his first attack, that first hit was the one that did the big kaboom.
Oh, the battle axe did the kaboom as well?
That's an ability called Primal Fury when he makes it an attack and hits.
It's called bullshit. I like it, though. It's good.
All right. Let's attack again. Well,
suck it.
Okay. I don't think I'm going to move because everybody's going to get 9 million opportunity attacks, which means I do have to make a dodge for those wolves. 18. So far he's dodging those pretty good.
Him.
Okay.
Reed, they don't do like half damage, right?
No.
No, they do not. Roth, you are up. I'm gonna change the music.
They just miss.
I have so many questions. First off, can I hold a bonus action or can I only hold an action?
You can hold, I'll allow you to hold a bonus action, but you have to say exactly what you're holding it for.
I understand.
You can delay your whole turn until later, but if you want to use it to trigger the
specific thing I want to do.
Precisely. Okay.
Disengage is an action?
Correct.
Okay. So, this is so bad for the whole fucking game.
I know what you're going to do.
It's so bad for the game, but it's so Roth.
No. Oh, boy. So, okay.
So... This actually only works if Noctis plays along with this. If he doesn't do it, I'm fucked. Actually, okay. So Roth is going to take the disengage action and sprint as far as he can get to Noctis and hold out his hand and say, "Grab my hand," and I'm gonna hold lay on hand.
Okay.
You.
That sounds right.
Right, dude. What do you want from me?
All right. Disengage.
You hear Flint from the sideline sigh.
He's like, "God damn it again!"
Sorry, I was like right by all of the sideline people, and she just turns around and she's like.
Yeah, they all boo.
You could have attacked him and then gone.
That's okay.
I know what could have happened. I disengaged instead.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yep. And that's Ross' turn. I love this character so fucking much.
If we lose, it's your fault.
You're coming back right here.
Oh, Kelly, this is the turn that we lose on. Because of me.
All right.
You're also, I think you have to be within 30 feet for your challenge to work, and you are right at that. You are 30 feet away, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right.
I totally am. That's perfect, actually. Now he has to either chase me or take damage.
Oh, it's going to take damage probably anyway from the opportunities. It's great.
We're doing good.
25, that hits.
Oh, 3? Wow.
It's radiant.
Wow. Yeah, it's radiant.
Eamon's doing his best.
Shit, he left. Okay. Yep. That's Eamon's turn. Eamon's not gonna run.
These colors don't run. Rick would have failed another death saving throw. That is the 649th two that I have rolled this session.
We've needed every
he's outside.
And anyway. We're gonna need it. Let me ask you, we're gonna need a couple more now.
That's true. That's true.
Okay, right. Noctis.
Okay, Noctis is going to take a start by taking the disengage. I'm just making sure I'm doing it right. Disengage action. And he's going to move straight down here, but he's also taking bonus action, patient defense. So he's going to also do, not the patient defense. He's going to take the bonus action as a step of the wind so he can do a dash. So he can move up to 80 feet.
Hell yes.
Without taking an opportunity attack. So I'll say first he starts here. Because I'm on the ruler. There we go. He starts over. He comes up here. He does a tag team.
Just FYI, you may have to add some movement to that. I need to see where you went. Any movement toward in Tarava's direction costs double, just FYI. So you might want to change the route.
Tarava's costs double.
In whose? Tarava's?
Because of the wind.
Because of the wind.
Oh, I see.
The wind first.
Okay, it's like
like a rip current.
I will say, yeah, that leaves me with 5 more than instead of 10. So okay, got it.
Hell yeah! How much healing do you need?
I mean, I need all the healings.
Yes.
But
just give me a number.
I have like 16 hit points out of 72. So.
Oh my god! I'm just gonna give you all of it.
Turns out that was probably pretty clutch.
Yeah.
There you go. If it didn't perfect. Add, it's 35.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll add it right now. Thank you. That's helpful.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my god, there we go.
And I guess I'll take my extra 5 feet of movement. So that'll be my action and bonus action and movement. So I am done.
It's good that you're still within 5 feet of me because you get a little extra protection too.
Do I? Okay.
Yeah. Within my aura is good, but in 5 feet is even better. All right, scary lady, do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Omar's gonna fuck me up.
Yeah.
Michael's just contemplating.
And keep doing the same thing I've been doing. How far away am I from you? 45 feet. I don't suppose I'm shadowed by this rock now, right? I'm not shadowed by the rock.
I'm not. If you were right behind it, I would might say that the angles would be such that you could be, but where you are, no.
Daylight's all right, and that kind of helped me again. I can now curse him. Active effects. Okay. And then I will Eldritch Blast. I gotta save the big shit, you know?
I think a 30 will hit.
So close to a crit. He has so many status effects right now. Okay. That's force damage. I don't think it applied the curse. Let me check how much damage that is. One d6 extra. Okay.
Woo!
I will attempt to fear him again.
Okay.
So wisdom save.
Seventeen.
Okay. Attack one more time.
When he will hit. Nine. Okay.
All right. We're getting down. Okay, I only move 15, so I'm gonna... Okay. This is a weird question. When I've seen this guy move, or when Kenna saw him move, did he look like he was moving a normal amount per turn? Like, or does it seem like his speed is higher? Does that question make sense? Does Zavrok have normal speed, I guess, based on the way he's moved so far?
He moves faster than your average bear.
Okay.
Or bird, in this case.
I'm gonna go back over here.
He's like an ostrich.
Okay. That ends my turn.
Okay. Back to Tobor.
Oh.
Ever seen that meme? There's like a soldier, like with his hands out, like guarding a child, and all the arrows are being shot into his back. I'm going to find that meme real quick. Send it to you guys.
Okay. Before is really... Please. Tovar is going to move up. He is going to use his quick toss. To throw a couple of daggers at Roth. And he smiles as he does so. Like he's saying,
finally.
This is a disadvantage for range.
This is the meme.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There we go.
Literally, nice. It. Except it's like thousands of people in a bomb.
Yeah.
All right, with disadvantage, I still get a 22.
Okay. Bring it.
Eight damage. I'll apply it. I got you. All right.
Still good.
And then...
I mean, y'all have so many hit points.
That was his bonus action. I will take a dodge action.
Oh, yeah.
Dodging. Okay. Taraba is up next. She is once again going to hold off her turn, delay until after Zavrak.
Being a sneaky minx.
Zavrak is up. He is going to run 40 feet, taking opportunity attacks from
everybody.
Aemon and Kenna, if you wish.
Can she sting him?
Dry.
Am I flanking with the wolf guys, technically?
Yeah, I'll allow it.
Oh, wait, it didn't roll. I'm confused.
It's slightly different now. Where is it?
Oh, it's on attack, I guess.
18.
Okay. Would have been cool.
All right, and Aemon.
Yep. He's gonna... Oop. Click Aemon. Yeah, there we go. Tend to bite. And I think
just one.
I don't think I get opportunity for the pack wolves.
Or no, do I don't I? Think so.
I don't think so.
I don't believe so.
He just gets pack damage.
Dude, leave me alone.
You can force that creature. Nope. He can leave. Shit, where'd he go?
He just beelined
He's
for...
He's gonna murder me.
I guess that is a real question. Like, I can't see him with a character, but, like, if I move a little bit, I probably should be able to, right?
Yep. All right, he's going to take a reckless attack on that. 18?
Yeah. How does this work when he's in my thing?
It's just dim light, so he can see it just fine. 13.
He takes 2d8.
Ouch. Okay.
Necrotic
is
damage.
Is he feared? No.
No, he's not feared. And doesn't he also take damage for attacking me and not Ra?
I'm about to apply it. Yeah. Here we go. What? Oh, did he move out of range?
Oh, he might be out of your range, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it.
Oh. That hurt him. He is going to use his ability on hitting you, though, for the lightning strike.
Okay.
For another 8 damage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. This next one. You could possibly knock him out. It's every time I hit you, right? You'll take the damage.
Oh, give me
a concentration check.
I did. That was the what we just did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, his mom didn't raise no bitch. So
damn right.
He will sap you.
Like
first hit. What?
I'm just trying to think, like, about this challenge. Like, there's no punishment if he runs outside of my range of challenge. It just seems like ineffectual to me.
Well, he's got to be within 30 feet. It's the same thing. All of the paladin spells that force you to fight.
Yeah,
you have to be within range. Basically, it's so that you can't be like, and then run away and make it impossible to attack you.
No. I understand that. I guess my argument, and I know this isn't going to change anything, but I have to say it anyway. My argument is, it says, mark ends early if I'm incapacitated or died, or if I end my turn more than 30 feet away from the character. I ended my turn. Okay. Within 30 feet of the character. He decided to go outside of that 30 feet. You know what I'm saying?
That is a valid argument.
Yeah, I think so. Same thing with the wolves. Like, they have to land within them, but they don't get to attack when the other guy moves.
I know that that's not what it says in here. It's just, like, in my mind, like, the flavor is he decided to exit the combat.
That's true. That's true. Now, if you want to continue having that divine, you're going to need to make sure that by the end of your next turn, you're within 30 feet of him again.
100%. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I can give him damage one time?
Yep.
Okay. I cannot move within range, though. Can you just pop me over and pop me back?
Sure.
Of radiant.
Okay. Guess how many hit points he has?
13.
11.
Ooh! Oh,
yes! That was so
Let me check real quick that he doesn't have, like, resistance to lightning.
Endurance? Or
something. Nope. As soon as he hits you, as soon as he gets to Zariel, boom! And his eyes are all up in the back of his head. And he falls down in front of you.
I think technically that's a Zariel kill, because in my mind, if we go with what I was thinking, when he exits the 30 feet, he gets hit with the challenge, and then he goes to Zariel, and so her kaboom actually kills him.
What? Does he go down with that? I kind of missed that.
I think I think is when he started to attack, he's like, because he took radiant damage from you, and then
there you go.
Okay,
and then attack hits her, and then she has a little like tentacle explosion that.
Okay.
Poof.
I'm imagining this is like spikes that just like go like this and shoot out from her body, like straight through people that attack her.
I accidentally knocked him out of initiative, so I'm gonna have to place in here.
We have to drag his body out now.
I'm not doing that.
Okay, sorry.
I literally don't think you're capable of dragging him.
Well, maybe.
Well, she's got mage hand. Mage hand gets a limb. She gets a limb. Anna gets a limb. The wolf pack helps.
Okay, so we are now to Tarava.
I don't care if he comes back with 1 HP. We'll just put him down again.
All right, Drava's got to move so that she can see all you guys. She starts putting her hands together in a circular motion, and a ball of flame begins to coalesce.
Oh god, that spell is so annoying.
A fireball?
I'm thinking so.
We're so fun. what can I do? What can I do? What can I do?
Well, just enough to hit everybody.
Target with an unusual attack. You can after an attack. Halt. Wait. Fuck.
All right. My fire spirit's immune to fire, so I don't have to worry about that. Everybody else, conjured animals don't have to roll. Everybody else, make your checks.
That wasn't a good one.
What's our check? Dex?
You can go to the chat window.
Oh, yeah, I see. Oh, okay. Oh, I can just do it from right there.
That's sick.
Yeah. It's cool.
Okay.
Sick.
So everybody who failed will take 29 damage.
What?
Ouch.
Wait.
I'm afraid to hit the apply button because I don't know. Let's just do it manually.
Wait, hold on. How much is it? Is it halved otherwise?
Yes, if you succeed, it's half.
Lead back to succeeded, right?
So 14, yeah. Rounding down. So 14 damage.
Oh, wait. Just take your damage back. I'm going to shoulder the burden.
Oh.
I'm going to take 43 damage.
Ooh. Ow!
Okay. Uh oh.
Damn. Down to 4.
Woo! Live on the edge, right. Baby.
So, what was it? 28? Yeah. Right? 28?
29.
Okay, 29.
Ooh, I just lost everybody's bless. Wait, why was it a DC of 21 on my concentration? Oh my god.
Because the more damage you take, the harder the roll up.
The bless is down. Sorry, everybody.
That's okay. It was very helpful.
Zariel, if you want to have the damage for Kenna, you can use your reaction to do so.
Do I have to take it? Or no. I can just have it? Oh.
You just basically use your magical power to bolster.
I will do that. So she takes 7, right? Not that I won't take damage from my dragon, but I'm slightly more useful when I know she's not going to die here.
All right, then she is going to... move back behind... the wall, and... her bonus action will be to have the fire spirit. The fire spirit is going to go after Roth, and then Tovar is going to stop it and say, he's mine.
There we go. Thanks, Tovar. I'm kind of dying.
That's lame, though. He should heal him first, and then they actually have a duel. It's not cool when he gets 40 damage from a fireball, and then he just plinks him with a dagger.
All right. It is going to move closer to Zeriel and take a shot. A flame seed.
Nobody has a healing potion or some shit like that.
Yeah.
We do, yeah.
I don't know why that's not applied.
I'm gonna inspiration that. Oh, wait. No, wait, hold on. That was Kenna. What's my cons bonus? Zero. Worse. Is that worth my inspiration? Probably. No, I'm gonna let it drop, I think, actually.
Okay.
It's like not the, I'm not heavily obscured and it's not really giving me the best bonus, so I'll save it. Though it did kill that guy.
Okay. So you have lost
Shadow of Moyle.
Shadow of Moyle, okay. I gotta figure out. I had to use token attacher. I had to use a special mod to make the thing follow you around.
I noticed it was doing that this time. That was impressive.
Yeah.
And now it's just stuck to me forever.
Yep. There's a way to make it. Here we are. Detach tokens. Did that do it? Yep. There it's gone. All right. Roth, you're up.
Yeah, I'm a little hurt.
A little bit.
Question for you. Is there... Do I have the ability to take a spell slot and make it a channel divinity or channel oath? I thought I did. I don't see it anymore.
No, you did at some point. You've got, are you out of channel divinities?
I only have two.
Oh, okay.
Because I did shoulder the burden and I did challenge.
I think that was Alderoth.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if there's a way for me to eat spell slots for that, I'd prefer it. Just something for the future, potentially.
Okay, prefer that over the.
I just think he's using his channel oaths more than he's using his spell slots. But it might be cool to just be able to eat them anyway. It's probably older.
Yep.
Lightbringer. Okay, Mama didn't raise no bitch, but also I'm fucking dying.
Wait, I think we do have healing potions. Like
we do. Well, somebody does.
Okay. This is so dumb.
Loading tomorrow.
Smarter. Be smarter. Be smarter. Be smarter. Be smarter. Be smarter. Be smarter. Okay. I'm gonna do prayer of healing. What's the range on it? 30 feet. So up to 5 creatures of your choice who remain within range.
That takes 10 minutes to cast.
Oh, that's what that 10 M is? I thought that was 10 meters.
Yeah.
Well, fuck me. Hold on. Nope, turn the die doesn't work on me. Vital sacrifice doesn't work on me. Michael, do I have any healing? Right. Can I do heroism?
Yeah, heroism.
Freaking action, though. I'm so sorry, everybody. I did not think I'd be this low. Let me just do this, then. Let me target myself. Bonus action, Shield of Faith. I'm giving myself 2 AC. And then I'm going to... oh, shit, I can't do that. I can't do 2 bonus actions, damn it, so I can't Divine Favor. God, I hate everything. And then I'm gonna Heroism as well.
Trying to get yourself...
A little 3 action. I have bravery. The only other thing, my question is, do I have, is my whatever the hell active, my tenacious? I don't see it in the top right corner for me. It's active. Okay.
It is active now. Yep. It's a passive skill that activates once you're below, and it is working now.
All right. Kind of wipe my brow a little bit, hold up my shield, and I just nod.
I mean, you know, if you run around for a couple of turns, you get more hit points. You get like 3 hit points every turn.
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole thing. What are you talking about?
All right.
Does
Wait, why
have
is that
healing?
Still on there?
I don't remember.
What was your question?
Did Damon have healing? Is that why we brought him here?
He's a wolf.
Why can't I move?
Yeah, but he could stop being a wolf.
I want to move.
Where's the willing creature you touch?
Michael!
What?
Is there a
Make sure I can't get it off of... I can't get it off ruler.
Oh, top left. Go
it won't
to the...
let me click it.
Oh, you can't click the square?
Reload square? Then. Square.
It's
got to
be the person and the box.
I did
right
it.
Next to the person.
Person and box. I got it. Why do I still have, like, find my token, clear blood? Wow, I didn't know these things existed. Okay.
Well, the good news for you is that Tarava is out of level 3 spell slots.
Oh, that's good.
Thinking for a second. Okay. He's gonna cast, let's see. Yeah, I don't need that. All right. Okay. Avon Core comes over. He trots over. His conjured animals are going to follow him and surround. You like go in front. Oh, I can't move those guys. Okay, Michael, move those guys to here.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye. Okay. And instead of growling, Aemon Kor is going to nuzzle your face a little bit and give you a lick. And when he gives you that big lick, you're going to feel some energy going right into you.
This is so nice.
And we're going to cast Cure Wounds at level 4.
Oh,
my God. I'm gonna cry right now.
That's so cute.
Wait, why does I have 0 slots? I should have 1 slot.
You do have a slot.
Take the slot.
Oh, I just didn't give it. There we go. All right. Where is it?
I'm ready to receive.
Why can't I see it? Oh, I gotta target you. Man, that was so anticlimactic.
No, dude, that was so epic. Just give me the number. Give me big number.
It's like 8d8.
That's first level. Or...
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna try again.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay. I'm still here.
There we go.
Oh.
Right.
Oh. We're back.
What do we got? What do we got? You're a,
baby, we're so...
Because you're a healer, you rerolled some ones, too.
I'm just gonna...
All right.
Okay, okay.
God.
44.
Oh. We got two down. Clutch. All four of us are up. We got it.
If Roth and learned then, how to cry
and
as
then
a child.
Eamon howls. Oh!
Oh my god. The best of pets right now.
I mean, this is what dog licks get you.
That's what I'm saying.
It's hella good.
All right, Mavrook. Well, he's actually out of the circle. I don't even need to roll for him. Noctis, you're up.
All right. Noctis is going to look at all these wolves around him and be like, wolves, follow me. And he is going to come all the way up here.
Oh, boy.
Yes, get her.
Oops, he's got one more over here. There we go. And he's kind of mad, so he's also going to be using the daggers on her. Oh, I'm guessing that doesn't work.
No, she's got bark skin, so her
doesn't he have like a
target you
want to
hit is
17.
He did get another inspiration for his recap. I mean, he should have three.
That's a crit.
And a crit. Oh my god. All right. Oh
my god.
I will make up for it there.
Well, first the crit damage there. And then the sneak attack crit damage. Oh, we gotta target her.
Is there a minus d4?
So another 8.
Eight.
And then my second set of attacks with the daggers.
She doesn't need to make a second.
Come on. Noctis' target is blocked by a wall. Is that really true?
That's not true. You're trying to.
Okay.
Michael, can you explain why there was a minus d4 in damage earlier?
I cannot. No.
In whose damage?
In yours.
I had minus one. Minus d4.
Yeah, you had minus a d4.
You're right, I did. Huh. I don't know.
It only took out one damage.
Right. If she could be down to one at some point.
I'll take her down to...
Oh, I have critical. Is 16 misses, I think. She has bark skin, right?
Correct.
Okay. Correct. Then the next dagger. Also misses. However.
It sucks, doesn't it? They're all that many misses.
That's okay. I'm not done yet. We're going to do Flurry of Blows.
What happens when Bless goes down? Oh, that's nice.
So there's one.
That will hit.
Oops. Got to do my damage with that one first.
Is Flurry of Blows always... it's minus d4 again.
Yeah, what's this minus d4?
No idea.
No either, but take my second attack. And actually know what happened here. What did happen here? I clicked the attack button.
Rerolled.
Did I? I rerolled the existing attack?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what you did.
Okay. That's not what I want to do. So I will just roll the unarmed strike.
I figured out what the thing is. You had the reduce spell on you for some reason, which I have no fucking idea where that came from.
I didn't know you reduced me.
That's so random.
A tiny monk.
just wanted to give the kid a chance.
Jeez.
So yeah, the final attack failed. So do I get any bonus points back because of my reduce from the hits I made?
I added the damage back for the
amount
that you lost.
Okay. So that's all my movement and my bonus and my actions. So I am done.
Okay. Can I suggest that I start next time because I want to do something that I need to talk to you about first?
Sure. Yeah, we're past time anyway.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we are past time. That's fine. No problem. All right. Well, this has been an interesting fight.
Hell yeah.
So far, so good.
We're doing it.
Yep. Absolutely.
We got four up to their tube, so I think we're doing good.
We should get the
all right, you're just going to rest it off, and then you're going to roll 20s next time, Michael. No problem.
Yeah, Michael just needs a rest. That's fair.
Yeah, he needs a long rest.
All right, when are we back at it?
I think most of the nights, next except week, for I'm Fridays, assuming. Are okay with me.
In yeah, 3 days on the 19th.
I can do it. I'm on break.
What?
It's spring break.
If that's too much for people, it's okay.
No, that's the night I can't do because I have a concert.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's what
I'm going to do. Oh, good. Good, because I got plans tomorrow and Wednesday.
For you.
Crazy. A different D&D game.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Okay, so the week of the 23rd.
Yeah, I'm open. Except for Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm good.